I'm Robin Sessingham.
The head of the National Football League yesterday gave an update to local civic leaders on the upcoming Super Bowl. WUSF's Steve Newborn has more.
Despite the nation's economic woes, Roger Goodell says the Super Bowl is big enough that it should give the region an economic shot on the arm. The NFL commissioner praised the Bay Area's three previous Super Bowls and says there's no greater event to showcase a city.
There's also a more tangible impact, which is the economic impact in a community. We expect well over 100,000 people will be coming down into this region for the game, and they'll be here for several days. They'll spend a lot of money, and I think that'll serve this community well for a long term.
Super Bowl 43 will be held February 1st at Raymond James Stadium. It's estimated to have a worldwide audience of 1 billion people. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
A South Florida newspaper investigation claims that more than 30,000 Florida felons who should have lost their right to vote are still registered to cast ballots in November. But Jennifer Davis, a spokesperson for Secretary of State Kurt Browning, says they strongly disagree that the Sun Sentinel's findings are accurate.
We don't know because we have to look at each individual file. The fact is that we assume that each person that's registered to vote is an eligible voter or under the law. They're presumed to be an eligible voter.
Davis says there's more to the process than simply comparing voter identification numbers with the state's convicted felons list, and it all has to be done with a shortage of workers and an influx of new voter registrations. Davis says if a convicted felon does vote, that's an additional crime and can be prosecuted.
This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson. Florida is the site of many presidential campaign rallies because it's considered the most important of the swing states. And sometimes local citizens are asked to play a part. These people are often chosen for the way they symbolize the campaign's message. WUSF brings you a glimpse of two such individuals.
I'm Steve Newborn. 1 week ago, few people ever heard of Jim Purchillo. The Land O'Lakes man recently lost his job as an assistant vice president with the bank HSBC. And his fiancée was in a car accident on Thanksgiving Day. She was out of work for 2 months and got fired from her job at a staffing agency 2 days after she returned. Then, opportunity knocked. It knocked so hard that Purchillo was recently featured on the CBS Evening News. That's because last week, he hopped on the stage of the USF Sundome, gave a rousing speech, and introduced the next speaker.
Please help me today in welcoming the next Vice President of the United States, John McCain.
Oops. Purchillo told me he saw a sign denouncing the senator from Arizona, and that stuck in his mind when he should have said Joe Biden. I talked with him after the Biden rally outside the Sundome.
I don't consider myself a star. I think I just got really lucky. I am a Republican who believes that a change in government is definitely needed, believe in the economic policies of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and have actually taken an interest and an active role in the campaign. And I just got a call from the campaign headquarters in Pasco County one day and asked if I'd be interested in talking with someone in the New York Times. And there was an article in the Times, now CBS called, and I just was able to have the honor of introducing Senator Joe Biden to the USF crowd.
Okay, here you are wearing a Republicans for Obama sticker.
Uh-huh.
Probably the only one in there, I'd imagine, like that.
Probably.
Your fiance tells me that you've been a lifelong Republican. What happened to, in Joe Biden's words, give you this epiphany?
It actually started from her, Sandy Keeble. She was reading The Audacity of Hope, and I picked it up one day and started to read a little bit about it and started to get more interested in the Democratic Party and more specifically in Barack Obama. Then when we saw the two conventions, it was just like a night and day switch for me. I was watching Rudy Giuliani make fun of community organizers and people that help out unemployed individuals, and the same thing with Sarah Palin, standing there mocking people who are down on their luck and people who are trying to help them. So with Sandy's help, I got involved with the campaign even more, and here we are.
I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
This is Bobby O'Brien. At the Clearwater rally, the everyday man chosen to exemplify the McCain-Palin ticket was Pat Luckey. He served in the Army, and two of his three sons joined the military. Lucky shared his story before a couple thousand cheering supporters awaiting Sarah Palin's arrival.
I'm not very good at public speaking. I'm just here to honor my son and all of the veterans that are over in Iraq and Afghanistan protecting our freedoms. They are all standing in harm's way to protect our freedoms and to keep us from turning into a socialist government under Obama.
The Tampa man supports John McCain because of his service and sacrifice as a POW. Lucky knows about sacrifice. His oldest son, Brian Christian, was studying to be a Baptist preacher, but after 9/11, joined the Army.
He was in the 562nd Engineer Company of the 172nd Striker Brigade, the first brigade that was held over in Mosul, Iraq, and sent to Baghdad. However, he didn't make the trip to Baghdad, as he was killed by a sniper on June 29th of 06.
Brian's brother, Matthew, is a Marine and has served two tours in Iraq. The youngest brother, Joshua, plans to join the Marines next year. Their father said Brian gave his life proudly fighting for freedom.
And I know up in heaven right now, he's casting a vote for McCain Palin.
Brian's wife, Catherine, was pregnant when he was killed more than 2 years ago. She named their son, Brian Christian Lucky Jr. They were at the rally, too, which prompted the elder Lucky to touch on another McCain-Palin message.
This right here is why we've got to stop the massacre of children, 51 million American babies in America. Most people are afraid to say this. They talk about a constitutional right for freedom and privacy of a woman's body. It's mighty funny the founding fathers of this country couldn't find that in the Constitution for 200 years. But some judge, activist judge, which like Obama wants to appoint when he gets in there, wants to change the rules and make law, overstep their bounds. So please, everyone you know, get them out to vote for McCain Palin. God bless you all.
And that's how Lucky ended his 5-minute speech as the common man's face of the McCain-Palin ticket. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, WUSF.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.